It is still day two of the Virginia Film Festival. Now it's raining on the downtown mall. We're in the festival studio in the Community Idea Stations Media Center. We've been meeting filmmakers and guests all day, and my guest right now is Rami Arabi, director of the short film The Dance of a Mall. This is Sean McCord for the Charlottesville Podcast Network. Rami, wow, thank you for being here. The Dance of a Mall, I'm going to try to mention this several times, so right up front, is part of the short film's There Are No Words, which screens Sunday at 4:15 at the Violet Crown. And that's appropriate because in this film, there are no words.
Yes, exactly. First, thank you for having me too. And yes, in this film, there are no words. When I wanted to make this film, I wanted to tell a story through the art of belly dance and oriental dance, which is now usually, it's an art that is dying and usually only associated with sexy dancing or in a nightclub, while it's actually a way of storytelling. So I worked with this actress and another dancer to tell a story of an immigrant who's telling her story and pain to an audience through the art of belly dancing and oriental dance.
And you shot this film in Prague?
Yes, the film was shot in Prague, but part of the crew were Americans and Lebanese people and even French people because it's an international crew. So, and we shot it in Prague in the studio of the film school. Like, we literally had no budget, so everybody worked for free. But the film, like, the result is really good. I'm happy with it. And we tried really hard to tell this story with really no words, just with camera, cinematography, lighting, and dancing.
So tell us about your character, Amal.
Yes. So Amal is actually a double character, I would say. It's the dancer and the character she's portraying in the dance. Mm-hmm. So we do not see this because it's not a narrative film, but this character was the character we worked on so she can portray this in the dance. So it's Amal is actually a dancer and an immigrant as a character, and she is dancing to this audience and to us, the audience of the film, to tell her story through the movement, how she actually was forced to leave her country and found herself in this place where she doesn't belong. And the audience of the film are watching the audience who's watching Amal, and they are watching as an audience of the dance. So the message of the film is just to actually be able to feel the pain of this person. And this is the aim of also the dance, to be able to give the audience this feeling of pain, like to give this message through the art of belly dance or oriental dance.
Tell us a little bit about the art of, you said belly dance or oriental dance.
Yes, yes.
Is there a more traditional name for this that's unknown to our Western ears?
Yes. Well, I'm not actually a professional about it. I actually just love, like, I discovered it. I just had this idea. So I said, why not to tell her story through dance, and why not oriental dance, which is even, like, as I said before, it's an art that is dying in our societies in the Middle East. In Lebanon, we call it oriental dance because we believe it's an oriental dance. It's a bit different. While belly dance, like, they call it maybe in Egypt, and it was also very affected by America, actually, because when Hollywood discovered belly dancing, it gave it this image of sexy and exotic. It was very exotic.
Right.
So it transformed really during the time. And I started doing my research by watching really old Egyptian films, really, like, famous dancers. And I started discovering that it's a way of storytelling. So I started working with my actress, Lika Gavrish, who is a dancer and a professional dancer, in order to, with these movements and our research, to portray a story, not just to show a dance. And this is why I decided to do it.
And so the story of the film is the story that your character, Amal,
yes,
which is her story,
yes,
that she's telling in her dance.
Yes, exactly.
And have you... You've screened this before audiences before?
Yes, it was screened on a special screening in Lyon, because I used to live in Lyon as part in Cinéma Les Alizés, as part of films that were directed or co-produced by people living in Lyon. And this is the world premiere in a festival. And it will be also screened in Portugal in another festival, in Caminos Film Festival, in the end of November.
And when audiences see it, are they able to follow Amal's story?
Yes, I think so. I think it depends also on the audience. Like, people who really are maybe, like, it depends on your background. I think people really, some of the people got the whole story. Some people only like receive the pain or that this person is telling her story. But for me, if you watch the film and you actually understand that this person is telling you her story by movement and you feel something, you feel the pain of this dancer, of this character, Amal, that for me, it's enough. And the title of the film is The Dance of Amal, and Amal means hope. And for me, this character is trying, by the art of Oriental dance, by telling her story, to find some kind of catharsis, some kind of hope. Because like we usually use art, dance, or cinema, or singing, or whatever, to express our feelings. And when we express our feelings, we feel some kind of happiness, some kind of hope. So that's why I decided to name the character Amal, which is hope.
The film is The Dance of Amal, which screens as part of the short films There Are No Words, Sunday at 4:15 p.m. at the Violet Crown, with at least seven other films, all of which are stories that are being trained, stories that are told without spoken language.
Exactly.
So you made this film when you were a film student at the University of Prague.
Yes.
Shadar Prague. You mentioned you're originally from Lebanon.
Yes.
And you live in Paris now.
Yes, exactly.
And what are you working on now?
Well, now I'm working on another film that is also, like, it includes Oriental dancing, which is also a film I wanted to do, but I had no budget to do it. So now I wrote the script, and I'm starting to apply for residency in France, because in France the system is about actually getting funding. It's different from the United States. Mm-hmm. You get funding from the state. So the film is more narrative. It's also about a person that is telling her story through Oriental dance, but we actually have words this time, and we see the audience, we see the life of the audience, what is happening with them before coming and watching this person. And the audience is actually going to be as if they see part of their life in this dance. But it's also about Oriental dancing. And this film was kind of an inspiration for the other one. Mm-hmm. So right now I finished the script and I'm starting to apply for funding in order to make it. It's going to be a bigger film, so
and
I will need more support.
And this new film, does it take place in France?
Yes, it will take place in France, yes.
So everyone should come to see all the shorts tomorrow. There Are No Words, Sunday at 4:15 p.m. in Violet Crown. But if people are unable to see Dance of Amal and all the other films that are part of this, or they want to just continue to find out information about this film and you as a filmmaker,
yes.
How do they find you on social media?
Oh, well, I have my website, which is ramielrabia.com. I also have a Vimeo account. And soon there will be the IMDb page for the film. They can follow it. The film now, it's going to be shown in different festivals, but soon I will release it, like, after maybe a few months when I finish with the film festivals and it's shown in front of an audience. It will be on the internet, so they can just Google, I would say in 6 months to 8 months, Google the title of the film with my name and they can find it on YouTube or Vimeo if they would like to watch it.
Well, that'll be your second chance to see the film, but you should definitely come out Sunday at the Violet Crown at 4:15 p.m. to see it. See Rami Arabi and The Dance of Amal. Did you say that this was the Virginia Film Festival is the first festival you
brought
this to?
Yes, it's the world premiere.
So we're getting the world premiere.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yes, and I am also very happy that the world premiere is here.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to attend any other films or go to any other events here at the Virginia Film Festival?
Well, I arrived yesterday night, so unfortunately no. And unfortunately also, since I arrived to the U.S., I have been a bit sick.
Oh, no.
But yes, but tonight I'm going to attend the screening of the short films. Mm-hmm. So it will be the first screening I attend. And of course, I'm planning to attend tomorrow a lot of the film screenings. I would have loved to attend Cafarnaum, the Lebanese film that was, but I arrived really late, so
yeah.
I couldn't.
Yeah, and I bet you got a bit of jet lag too?
A bit, just a tiny bit, but it's mostly the cold. But there are a lot of films, there are a lot of great films in 4 days, so it would be impossible to attend all of them. So I'm trying to...
Well, yes, and you know, I've talked to the programmers for the film festival, and that's a good problem they want everyone to have. There are too many good choices.
Yes, yes, exactly.
So you should definitely come see the short films, There Are No Words, of which The Dance of Amal is part, and I'm here with the director, Rami Arabi. That's Sunday at 4:15 p.m. at Violet Crown. And Rami, thank you very much for coming by.
Thank you.
Especially since you're a little under the weather, as we say here. And you can see we're having a bit of weather outside. Thanks for coming by and talking about the film and explaining it to us. And we look forward to seeing this and your future projects.
Thank you so much. And I hope to see you also in the screening for the film.
So too.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Bye-bye.